It's a great morning here at Young at Heart because we are chatting with John Linnell, one half of the duo They Might Be Giants. Hey, John, thanks for calling in this morning.
Hello, my pleasure.
I try to play the best of kindy and kid-friendly music from adult rock bands. When I come upon a band that does both, I like to call them adult kids. So you guys are one of our favorite adult kids. They Might Be Giants. You do music for both kids and adults.
We do music for adults of all ages.
There you go. Adults of all ages.
I think that, you know, we made our first recording for kids and everybody without a really specific age group in mind. And we also decided to, I don't know if it was even a decision. We just were making songs up that were more or less in the same spirit as what we've always been doing. You know, we obviously didn't, I hate the word dumb it down, but we didn't lower the quality, let's put it that way, just because we were doing a project for kids. We didn't feel like, you know, of course, that would be somehow easier. We thought that it had to be as good and as entertaining as anything else we do. So that was, you know, and in particular, I think there's a thing that we certainly heard a lot about subsequently and were aware of at the time, which was that a lot of music that's recorded for kids gets a lot of repeat plays. So we really wanted to not annoy the grown-ups.
Yes.
We wanted something that would stand up to repeat listening, like a lot of repeat.
Yeah, definitely. So you've got five CDs. The first one was No, was that 2000?
Mm-hmm.
And then you did a series for Playhouse Disney, now Disney Junior, I think, with Here Come the ABCs, Here Come the 1-2-3s, Here Comes Science. You might kind of call that, what is that term I read the other day, edutainment?
I could be more specific and say it was entertainment disguised as education. In other words, they're supposedly educational, but I don't really get the impression that we're in a position to educate children or that kids really need to be drilled on things like the numbers and the alphabets by us. And that really we just wanted to do something that was fun and interesting. And the educational part was just a cover story for the, you know, parents who feel like everything has to be nutritional for their kids, you know, which I understand. I'm a parent. I know mm-hmm. I know that feeling. But I think that kids are entitled to just be entertained in the same way that adults are.
Well, on the albums, Here Come the ABCs and Here Come the 1-2-3s, your son, Henry, he does some spoken word stuff on there.
He did. He and his pal, Desi, were over in my studio, and I just set up some mics for them. And this was a fairly simple project, because I just had them do some spoken word things, which I then matched with the music, set up and recorded with the music. But they were just reading stuff off cards, and they, you know, were enjoying themselves and goofing around. I guess the two of them were probably ages 5 and 6. Or he's a teenager. Yeah, going on to whatever comes after that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's way in the past. And it is, you know, it's kind of heartbreaking that your kids have to grow up, because it's like you gain someone who has opinions and sentiments, but you lose this adorable little being that has to move on.
Well, you captured that moment with Henry. And in fact, let's take a break here and listen to a song off Here Come the ABCs. How about Letter Not Letter, featuring Henry Linnell and Desi
Tomaselli.
All right. Here's Henry and Desi and Letter Not Letter. That was Letter Not Letter from They Might Be Giants. Here Come the ABCs, featuring John Linnell's son, Henry, and his friend Desi on vocals. And we are speaking here with John Linnell this morning on Young at Heart. I was chatting with Danny Weinkauf, your bassist. He's been down to our studio here with his band, the Red Pants Band. And
we've been playing with Danny for 20 years.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I know. It's ridiculous. When I'm saying it, I feel like I can't quite believe it.
This was a while back for the release of Here Come the ABCs, and you did a Borders tour, John Flansburgh and Marty.
Yes, we did.
I saw you somewhere here in Maryland. I don't remember what Borders, and there are, of course,
Right. It was probably, I'm going to guess that it was in, where's the Wrecker Theater? That's in...
Towson.
In Towson. Yeah. I think there was a Borders in Towson. Yes. I think we may have played in that one.
That's right.
I'm not remembering very well.
No,
The Borders have all folded up now. Yeah. So we've managed to outlast Borders.
But I love that they had live music.
No, that was totally fun. We played in about a million Borders everywhere, and not just in America, but in Britain and other places.
Now, was that specifically for the kids' CDs?
Yeah, it was. We were selling them in the bookstore, right. So we did a bookstore tour, and it was a riot.
Your first Grammy was for Boss of Me from Malcolm in the Middle, right?
That's right.
In 2000. Yeah. Did you expect that?
No, we didn't. We didn't really have any expectations one way or the other. The nice thing about getting that award for doing something commercial was the friends that we have who are sort of our contemporaries, they are not particularly impressed by things like Grammy Awards. I don't think it made them like us any more than they already did. But winning it for a commercial thing like a television theme was great because it's the kind of thing that opens doors for other jobs. So, not to sound cynical, but it was this great practical thing winning it for that.
You've done so many other commercial things. When it comes to kid-friendly, in 2004 you did the theme song for Higglytown Heroes. Right?
That's right, yeah.
And didn't you do something for the Mickey Mouse Club?
I don't think our adult fans are really interested or tuned into this fact, but one of our most popular tracks, if not our most popular track on iTunes, is the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse theme song.
That is great.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit schizo because it's probably our least popular song amongst the adult fans, but we did get a ton of work doing stuff like that and also doing, we've done commercials. This is the kind of stuff that we were allergic to when we started, doing any commercial thing whatsoever was anathema to us. And then about 15 years into this project, we kind of reconsidered and thought, we could be in control of what we do. And it doesn't have to feel like we're selling it. It can just be a job that we can enjoy. And in fact, some of this commercial stuff we've done has been some of the most fun projects we worked on. Like we did a whole ad campaign for Dunkin' Donuts where they pretty much let us do whatever we wanted. We just were applying our same sensibility, to selling donuts. It was great fun. I'm sort of proud of what we did.
Yeah, like mini songs, right? 14.
Were tiny little songs.
Yeah.
We are, we've been doing that all along. It was perfectly suitable for us.
You did one song for this very, very scary movie, Coraline.
Yep. Yeah, we actually wrote a whole raft of songs at the behest of the guy who created Coraline. We wrote the theme music and a bunch of interstitial songs, and we spent quite a while on that project. And then, sad to say, the creator of Coraline decided he just was going to go in a completely different direction, and he removed all the songs. Some of them we did wind up putting on records of our own, and then one of the songs actually made it into Coraline just because it was part of the story. That's one of the pitfalls of working for other people, is that they can just suddenly decide they don't like which direction it's going in.
We have a lot of favorite They Might Be Giants songs here on Young at Heart, but one of my personal favorites is off 2015's Y CD for Kids, When the Kids Took Over. I want to give a listen to that. Can you tell us about it?
It was obviously a song about empowering kids to think about the world that they're inheriting. And, there's a sort of in a non-specific way, there's this sort of political element to it, which is that you get to decide what kind of world you live in, and you can make choices that impact everybody.
Well, let's give a listen to it. Here's They Might Be Giants with Then the Kids Took Over. The Kids Took Over here on Young at Heart at WTMD. That was off 2015's Y CD for Kids by They Might Be Giants. And we are here with John Linnell this morning from They Might Be Giants. So, John, a lot of kids out there, a lot of our young listeners might be inspired and impressed to know how many different musical instruments you can play. You don't just play accordion, am I right?
You are correct. I play keyboards generally. I started on piano, as a kid. And then accordion I took up very late in relatively late in life. John and I already had a band, and I got a hold of an accordion in my 20s and started using it in the show, and it just seemed incredibly appropriate for the kind of music we were playing. So that became a sort of mainstay for me. But I also, in high school, started playing woodwinds. And for those people who play woodwinds, you can transfer some of the skills of, you know, playing clarinet over to saxophone and vice versa. And even the fingerings for flute, you know, things like oboe are similar. In fact, if you play a recorder, you've already got a sort of a foothold on
there you go.
Or a handhold, I guess, on playing woodwinds. Anyway, so in the band, I play clarinet and saxophone as well. And some people are suited to one thing more than another. John Flansburgh has no difficulty making a trumpet sound, although he doesn't really know how to do the fingering on the trumpet, but he can just put his mouth up to it and blow it, and the sound comes out. And I'm not very good at trumpet.
So maybe, listeners out there, you just have to find out what you're good at, right, John?
What's really great, and this happened to me in high school, is if you try stuff out, you will discover pretty quickly that some things come more naturally than others. Mm-hmm. And I mean, of course, that applies to stuff besides playing musical instruments. But in particular, sometimes it's surprising to learn that you can blow into an instrument or, you know, hit an instrument or whatever it is you're supposed to do with it. And there's some things that come more naturally to particular people, and that might get you interested in playing something that you hadn't considered.
Well, thank you so much for calling in this morning to Young at Heart, John.
My pleasure.
We look forward to continuing to hear some great music from They Might Be Giants.
Thank you for playing our music.
Bye-bye.
Nice speaking with you. So long.